You're listening to Comedy Forecast. Comedy in 4 minutes or less. Brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Is everyone ready to audition our next contestant?
Let us proceed.
All right then, send them in.
Hey everybody, it's-a me, your next American Idol.
This is why I keep telling them they should bring back the Gong Show. So, you want to be the next American Idol, eh?
That's right.
You do realize there's an age limit.
Yeah? What is it?
It happens to be 28.
That's a good one, boss. You guys, you're all over 28. Especially her.
Oh, why, I never.
She's right, you know. Never. So what song will you be butchering singing for us today?
I'm gonna sing If Everyone Cared by Nickelback.
I'd certainly care if I got a nickel back. Although I think she'd be happier if she got a quarterback.
Sorry, no deposit, no return.
Well, I've certainly heard enough.
But you haven't allowed this gentleman to sing a single note.
You make it sound like it's a bad thing.
Well, I just meant that.
You meant. Oh, the indignity. Why are you always chastising me in public? No, it's all right. That's a clean word.
You mean like a loofah?
Say, I love loofah.
Me too, but not Desi. He talks funny.
Can we please resume the audition?
That's okay. Don't hurry for me. I gotta be no place until 4 o'clock.
Where do you have to be then? He said with mock interest.
I got an audition for So, you think you can dance?
Oh, so you're a hoofer too. Wow, nothing gets past you. Say, if I threw a nickel back into that well over there, would you jump in and tell me if it's heads or tails?
I believe we should vote and get this over with. I vote...
Hey!
What the? Hey.
This, she's America. You gotta have it a secret ballot.
By Jove, he's right. This is She's America. I can tell by the lawsuit she's wearing. All right, a secret ballot it is. I vote yes.
But you just said it was a secret ballot.
Well, my lips say yes, but my eyes say, come with me to the Casbah.
Well, I vote an emphatic no.
Well, that cuts it. It looks like we have a tie.
What about Blinky?
Let him get his own tie.
No, he can vote too.
But he can't even talk.
What's that, Blinky?
What'd he say?
He's gonna flip it a coin. Heads, it's yes. Tails, she's a no.
Does he have a coin?
Yeah, he's set. Hey, Blinky, you threw the coin into the well.
Oh, you're making a mess!
My, isn't it fortunate we do the show so close to a high water table?
So? Which is it?
Heads. Huzzah! Congratulations, Arpeggio. You're going to Hollywood.
Hollywood? I thought this was a trip to Miami.
No, but that sounds like a great idea. Hey, if I get a head start, I can beat you. Dive!
Oh!
Hey, wait for me.
Oh!
5 o'clock, and we're in the well.
Hey, pass me that loofah.
Want to make an impact online? GoDaddy.com has domain names, world-class hosting, fast and easy website builders, and more. Plus, enter the Comedy Forecast coupon code BLU7 at checkout and receive 10% off your order. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now take a few minutes to relax with Clinton after the episode.
Hi, this is Clinton. Welcome to, or welcome back to, the after the episode portion of Comedy Forecast. I had a bunch of things I wanted to cover today, and then the list of podcast award nominees came out, so that changed everything. Thanks to your kind voting, Comedy Forecast is nominated in the comedy category. Pretty exciting stuff. We're in with some awesome competition. The actual voting will run July 28th to August 11th over at podcastawards.com, and you can vote once a day. Naturally, I'd love to have you vote for Comedy Forecast, but please check out all the nominees in the categories. For instance, if you're a Disney fan, you'll be psyched to know that there are not one, but two great, very different shows in the travel category. WDW Radio, a show packed with Disney World news, rumors, and trivia, hosted by Lou Mangiello, and The Meandering Mouse, a podcast about exploring the Disney experience, hosted by Jeff from Houston. Now, if you're like me, a fan of both shows, what do? Of course, you could try to clone yourself, but that could take time. Maybe vote for WDW Radio one day and Meandering Mouse the next? I'll probably bore you with a few more recommendations as time goes by. But for now, whatever you do, just get over there and vote. Of course, there's a link over at comedyforecast.com. Now, let's make sure I mention a few other very, very important things. First, thanks to Sean, who wrote a nice review of Comedy Forecast on his blog. You can find his blog at www.podcultureblog.com. Also, thanks to Catherine, a new fan of the show. She sent along a note. She said her favorite character is the talking camera. You know, we haven't heard from the camera lately. I'll have to check to see what's up with that. Well, that's all for now. Talk to you again soon. Comedy Forecast is listed on great sites like iTunes,
leave a comment,
Podcast Pickle,
add us as a favorite,
and Blueberry.com.
Leave off the E's for savings.
That's it. We're done. Bye-bye.